The deaths of 16 guides on Mount Everest last week has prompted an industry crisis in Nepal, with dozens of Sherpas packing up and government officials desperately trying to salvage the climbing season. The largest community of Sherpas in America resides in Queens, and WNYC's Arun Venugopal spoke to some of them about how climbing defines them as a people, for better and worse.
Sherpas have a reputation as the world's best climbers, and you may have thought this word, Sherpa, is some sort of honorific or title. But they're actually an ethnic group, a tiny one of around 150,000 in Nepal, a couple thousand more here in New York. And if you're a Sherpa, it's right there in your name, like Ang Gelgen Sherpa of Woodside, Queens.
I drove a yellow taxi for 12 years in New York City.
He used to guide people through the Himalayas before moving here and becoming, like a lot of Sherpas, a cab driver.
Every time a customer gets in, I think, they look at my name. If somebody happens to blink his eyes and look at my license, they look, Sherpa. I say, you're a Sherpa? He said, you can't be a Sherpa. Are you really a Sherpa? I said, yeah, I'm a Sherpa, you know.
And then what is their first question?
The first question, have you climbed Everest?
And this makes him feel incredibly proud. But of course, the deaths of so many Sherpa climbers last week was felt pretty profoundly by people like Pasang Sherpa, a guide who works for Tent and Trails downtown. He's lost loved ones on expeditions in the past.
Even this year is like, sorry.
He choked up, even as his customers were milling around us, looking for equipment to buy.
This is very painful. Where Sherpa community is very small community. At one time, like 15, 16 Sherpa lost one. That means this is a lot. And keep going like that, maybe.
The community, he fears, is going to end, vanish from all these climbing tragedies. A lot of Sherpas have grown up with this constant anxiety of losing their people to the mountain or of dying themselves. Every Sherpa I spoke to said their families begged them to quit climbing. The first climb to the summit, they'll tell you, is thrilling. And then, invariably, it becomes a job. One that pays really well for Nepalis and brings in lots of wealthy tourists, but is also among the most dangerous in the world. One of Pasang's co-workers at Tent and Trails is Serap Sherpa, one of Nepal's greatest climbers.
Normally, when we're climbing, we just pray, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
That mantra is very powerful mantra, and that protects you, you know, safety and, you know, long life. But if there's a wrong time, then even the mantra cannot protect them.
The reputation of the Sherpas can't be divorced from this danger, or for that matter, from the sacred status of the mountains. Long before the British slapped their own name on it, the Sherpas called Everest Goddess Chomolungmo, Mother of the World. But the Sherpas' international reputation is quite recent.
Everest conquered.
And stems from that legendary climb to the summit of Everest in 1953. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa.
Tenzing and I have been climbing together a good deal, and I think we've become a fairly happy pair.
Hillary spoke of Tenzing Norgay with a lot of respect, as a climbing partner, a guide, someone who saved his life. But, of course, Hillary was the English-speaking Westerner, and his is the name that many people associate with Everest. Ed Viestres is one of the world's foremost climbers. He's been to the summit of Everest 7 times and says that Sherpas are invariably sidelined by Westerners in their accounts of expeditions.
Well, they'll show a list of climbers that might have reached the summit on a particular day, and it will list all the names of all the Westerners, and then it will say after that, N6 Sherpa. So it was almost like an afterthought.
There's also the vast cultural difference. What is a sacred space for many Sherpas is now increasingly a tourist destination for wealthy foreigners. Viestra says he really resents how the Sherpas are doing more and more of the labor on these expeditions and their foreign clients are doing less.
You should earn your way to the top. You should, you know, contribute. You should carry some loads of equipment. You should help set up a camp. You shouldn't just sit around and wait for that red carpet to be rolled out.
But he argues that the Nepali guide companies have actually perpetuated this problem and that this shouldn't be seen as a simple issue of exploitation. He and the Sherpas I spoke to say the Sherpas have reaped great benefits from this system and are fully aware of the risks. But he does hope something will change on the part of the climbers who travel all the way to Nepal to scale mountains like Everest, an attitude adjustment of sorts.
Compensate them, and maybe when you return successfully, to admit the fact that, you know, if it wasn't for the assistance of the Sherpa, I would never have reached the summit.
This Sunday, a prayer service for the victims will be held at the United Sherpa Association in Elmhurst, Queens. And on May 29th, the anniversary of the first ascent to the summit of Chomolungmo, the community will honor all Sherpa climbers who've died on the world's tallest mountain over the years. For WNYC, I'm Arun Vanagopal.